A good davach, everyone. Welcome back to our Chavetz Chaim Chabura, continuing in the halachos. So in halacha gimel, the Chavetz Chaim writes as follows: Im chas v'shalom horgel ba'avein ze b'tmidos. If one, God forbid, is in the habit of violating this sin of lashon hara, kimo elu sheregilin tamid leishev u'lesaper, like those people who sit around on a regular basis to speak kach v'kach ma'isaplayni. Oh, did you hear what so-and-so did? Kach v'kach osu avaysav. Did you hear what his parents did? Kach v'kach shamati olav. I heard about him, etc. V'hudvarim shognos, and it's negative items. Anoshim ko'elu nikrom b'fi chazal ba'le lashon hara. Such people are categorized as ba'le lashon hara. V'onjon harbe yaser gadol. And there, the consequences for such behavior is much, much more severe. Acharei shebishot nafsham uzdain libam ivrim al teres Hashem, because they have willingly trampled on the Torah of Hashem. V'nase ze etzlam kehefker, and this has become something which is totally hefker, something which is completely not on their radar to worry about it. They just do it wantonly without any regard whatsoever for the prohibition. The Chavetz Chaim, at the end of the Haktoma, in a footnote, writes that one of the many benefits of learning the halachas of lashon hara, a toyeles gedoyla, he says, a major benefit mi limud yonim ela, from learning these topics, from studying the laws of lashon hara on a regular basis. He says that even if one does occasionally stumble and speak lashon hara, but it won't be something which is hefker. It won't be something, he won't be a ba'al lashon hara. It'll be on his radar. He won't be doing it all the time. And additionally, the Chavetz Chaim writes there that when one does stumble, he won't be filled with enthusiasm as he's doing it. He'll feel bad about it. And that has a major impact on the severity of the sin that's being done. The Reshiva of Chavetz Chaim, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zichron Levracha, said over a story from the Altar of Slabodka, that the Altar of Slabodka was seen once speaking for a very long time to a very, very old and a very, very rich man who had never given money to any of the projects that he was involved in, had never donated to any worthy Torah causes. And people were watching him, speaking to him, and they were wondering, what's he doing? Why is he wasting his time with this man, trying to get money out of it? There's no way this man's going to give anything. And it had been tried so many times before, and he was already very old and set in his ways. So when the altar was finished, they asked him, they said, what were you trying to do? Did you expect to get money out of this man? The altar said, no, I did not. So they said, what did you hope to accomplish? The altar said, I was hoping to arouse from this man a hargosha, a feeling that I was telling him all about my plans to spread Torah and to build Torah, build up kollelim and Torah institutions to help Klal Yisrael. And I was hoping to arouse within him a hargosha that I wish I could get myself to be part of that. And the altar felt it was worth so much of his time, his precious, precious time, to just evoke that hargosha in a person, that even though he was going to be neglecting to fulfill his duties of giving tzedakah, but the neglecting that he would be doing would be with some measure of guilt. He would feel that I wish I could have gotten myself to do it. And that has incredible value. So through learning the halachas of lashon hara, which is what we're doing, we're ensuring that any violation that we may have will not be in a hefker way, which is in and of itself a massive, massive accomplishment. And Be'ezus Hashem, will go far beyond that as well. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful week.